Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mark Funderburk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field. Puckett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Franco reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Franco scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dennis Burt now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Butler reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funderburk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lombardozzi scores. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funderburk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Funderburk reaches second base with a double. Brunansky moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Funderburk moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Rule now pitching. Dave Engel pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mark Salas pinch hits for Dave Engel. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Mark Salas now catching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Clark now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Reed now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Royce Molly pinch hits for Mark Funderburk. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4. Indians. Randy Bush pinch hits for Ron Washington. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Alvaro Espinoza pinch runs for Randy Bush. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Salas reaches third base with a triple. Espinoza goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-5 Indians. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Dave Meyer pinch runs for Mike Stenhouse. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salas scores. Meyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, Twins, 6. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Dave Meyer now playing left field. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for George Vukovich. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Willard moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler is walked intentionally. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.